buckle up. It's showtime.
All right, come on. Let's finish this. Give it to me. Show me what you're made of. Show me what you've learned. Don't let me down, son. Everything I've taught you comes down to this. This is the only way that you can hope to survive. Because life is not a movie. Everyone lies. Good guys lose. And love does not conquer all. So let's do this thing.
Life is not a movie, my friend. Oh, damn sure not. It may pain me to say this, but I'll never forget when I first watched that movie, Swimming with Sharks. And the way that it ends is absolutely, if you haven't seen it, please, I promise you, if you have Netflix, check it out. It's called Swimming with Sharks. It's with Kevin Spacey. Check it out. Because the last line, that line I just played, is just so true. Life is not a movie, you know? Good guys lose. Everyone lies. It sucks, but it's the truth. You know, life is just not a movie. And unfortunately, I've lived most of my life pretty much themed on movies. You've heard that here on this show. But I'm trying very, very hard not to live life like a movie anymore. I'm trying very hard. It's hard for me to do, but I'm trying. You're tuned in to Reese on the Radio right here live on blogtalkradio.com. It is November the 28th, 2012. Did I say 1 minute after the hour yet?
I don't know.
Okay, well, it's 1 minute after the hour. Right here, plenty of stuff to talk about. Of course, you know what today is. It's our, I guess it's sort of one of our favorite days of the week. You know what it is.
Come on. I do the Humpty Hump. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check it out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump.
That's right, folks. It's hump day. Hump day. Winding down the week. Speaking of humps, there's a story in the news that's been going around all over Facebook. Now, Mary, stick around for a second. Don't go anywhere. I want you to hear this, okay?
Is this the fake, the butt implant thing?
No, not that story.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I'm talking about humps, so I'm saying I'm using the term hump. There's a story everybody talked about early this morning on Facebook. I saw it everywhere. I reposted it. Everybody else even reposted it afterwards. Some woman got arrested beating up her boyfriend for having an orgasm without her.
Well, not having an orgasm without her, but having an orgasm and then not continuing to try to make her have an orgasm.
Exactly. But here's the interesting part. No one's been able to answer this for me. Is that there are two mugshots here. There's one of her and of the boyfriend. What was it? Did they arrest him for not giving her an orgasm? I'm trying to figure it out. No one's been able to tell me.
Well, who knows what the other story in the news. Maybe
yeah.
They'll bring them up on
track. That's exactly what my point is, Mary. You nailed it. You nailed it. We're going to talk about that a little bit. I just wanted to preface it, folks. If you haven't seen the story, look it up. Woman beats up boyfriend for not getting an orgasm. But yet, when you look at the story, there's a composite photo of not just her. Well, I guess it's a photo. There's a mugshot of her and a mugshot of him. He's on the left. He's on the right. She's on the left. And they don't tell you the story about him and why he's in the photo array.
Okay. And quickly, let me just say, you know, ladies, you know, I know a lot of you out there probably fake it. You know, most women don't have true blown orgasms like men can. We're just not set up that way. Some of us are. Some of us, but most of us are not.
Really?
So, yes, it's a proven fact.
See, I have to admit, there are plenty of times when, you know, I've let the lady down in the orgasm department. You know what I'm saying?
But it's not you letting them down.
Right.
It's really a biological, physiological. It's not maybe not biological, but I'm pretty sure that it's a physiological thing, depending on where your G spot sits,
okay,
depending on how, you know, whatever. But I mean, come on. All you had to do was tell the dude to get his clothes on and get the F out. You didn't have to beat him up.
Yeah, we'll get into that because, again, I'm still trying. If anybody can let me know.
A lot of women will be spending life in prison.
Yeah, I know. But if anybody can tell me why he has a mugshot in this story, because the boyfriend is clearly there. They're both wearing a jumpsuit.
And don't they live together? Like, is this the first time he's just not
exactly
made an orgasm?
Wait.
Or was this the last time
you were going to take it anymore?
You were going to take it anymore and you weren't going to fake it. And which, how women fake it and men don't know, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, well, do what you got to do, because then we're going to bring this up later on, because, again, I'm trying to figure out whether or not the boyfriend was arrested because he indeed did not give her an orgasm, which, of course, leads into another story that happened today in Ohio. So we'll get into those stories a little later, but I want to bring it up. But if anybody knows why he was arrested and why his mugshot appears in the story, please let me know. You can email me at reeseontheradio@yahoo.com, or you send me a link. Let me know the story on Reese on the Radio on Facebook or Reese on Radio on Twitter. Just let me know, because I don't appear in any way whatsoever to understand this. It baffles the mind, if you ask me. So that's, you know, that's just something that appears to be scaring the hell out of me. Let me see. I'm sorry. I'm getting all these. Mike says the guy should have orally pleased her. It works every time. You're absolutely right there, Mike. But let's just say if he had finished the deed, so to speak, and he wasn't wearing protection, you know, he probably would have had a problem. And that's as graphic as I'll get, folks. I promise. I don't do a sex show, and I damn sure don't do explicit sex jokes. I don't do that. I get close, but you know, I know where the line is here. You know, I know where the cliff is, if you will. Anyway, there's plenty of other news. Of course, we have to talk about the Belgian man who was married to a woman for 19 years and then found out that she was a man. Have to get into that story. Must talk about that story. But a story that is kind of, I don't want to say that it's personal to me, but it's something that I'm very, very interested in having a conversation about today, which seems to, I mean, I don't understand why this wouldn't flip anybody out. But Dick Blumenthal, if you don't know him, Dick Blumenthal is a soon-to-be senior senator of Connecticut. Now, Richard Blumenthal, you know, he laid the smackdown on Linda McMahon, former CEO of the WWE. She just got her ass whipped again in this last election on November 6th.
Well, the returning CEO of WWE.
Is she returning to? Is this she returning to role
back
spot?
Of course, she's coming back.
She probably.
Yeah.
She had two failed bids to become a senator, a U.S. senator. But Dick Blumenthal is soon to be the senior senator of Connecticut. And there's a story out that's saying that he is to be tapped to be the new Attorney General of the United States. Now, if you're wondering why this would even be relevant, but several reasons why this is relevant. It would show you personally, I mean, it would show most Americans personally, that this administration, this White House, is absolutely reckless when it comes to choosing people for cabinet posts. Now, to take the long way around here, folks, and I will take the long way here, Mr. Dick Blumenthal had a lot of controversy back in 2010, when he was running against Linda McMahon of the WWE. He was running against her because a videotape had come out where Dick Blumenthal was talking about his military service. Now, in that tape, Dick Blumenthal says that he served in Vietnam. Now, I don't care who you are, where you've been, or where you're from. Everyone knows that you never, ever say you were in Vietnam or serving in Vietnam and have not been in Vietnam. It's a very touchy subject. The Brotherhood of Vietnam Veterans are really serious about serving in Vietnam. Now, folks, if you think I'm kidding here, I'm going to make a lame attempt to make sense. This is lame, but it's a very lame attempt. I'm going to show you how significant this is using an insignificant film. Anyone remember the opening scene in Trading Places with Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd? Huh? Anybody remember that movie? Remember that? Eddie Murphy, he's on a dolly pretending to be blind with no legs. Two cops walk by him because they've heard a disturbance of somebody harassing people, panhandling. And Eddie Murphy says he was blinded and lost his legs in Nam. And both cops look skeptical. And they're like, oh, I'm served in Nam, huh? You're immediately suspect when you say that. Cops looked at him and was like, oh, you served in Nam, right? Yeah, where'd you serve? You're immediately under the optics of skepticism when you make a statement like that. Now, why am I making this lame approach to make a point? Is that is somebody who wrote that in a line as a joke. Oh, the guy said, and then he makes these made up names. Oh, I was Bang Chong and Tong Chong and all. He starts making up all of these other names. And the deal is when somebody jokes about that, you immediately, because it's always been that way. You say you served in Nam, there's either something very special about that or something suspect about that. Because it was a very controversial time in our military history. Now, folks, there's a reason why today you got so many of these punk bitches, and I'm going to call them who they are, punk bitches, claiming that they support the troops. Oh, I support the troops. I support the troops. They don't want war. I support the troops. I support the troops. They don't want them fighting for anything. They don't want them losing their lives. They just want to see them in uniform walking around looking pretty in their unis. But see, somebody like Dick Blumenthal, when he made these statements and was caught on tape doing them, this one.
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam.
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam. Dude never went. But he flat out said, the days that I served.
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam.
Since the days that I served in Vietnam. He made it personal. He still won, folks. He beat Linda McMahon. He flat out lied. But to give you a firm example of the world that we're heading to use this Dick Blumenthal example, is the Supreme Court case. It was the Theft of Valor case. You probably never heard of it. You probably didn't really pay attention to it. That's a Supreme Court case. I don't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm worried about Casey Anthony. I'm not paying attention to that. You know, I'm worried about the Craigslist killer. I'm not paying attention to the Supreme Court. The Theft of Valor case was a case that they held against the Supreme. I mean, it was literally a case. to find out whether or not it should be a crime to make statements like the one Dick Blumenthal made. To say that he served in Vietnam when he indeed did not. The case was that there was a man that was running around saying that he was a Vietnam veteran. And I believe he was collecting donations. If I get this wrong, I'm sure White Mike will correct me. But I'm sure that he was getting some sort of money based upon his service in Vietnam. And they were calling it the theft of valor. In other words, using it for proprietary gain. And the Supreme Court ruled, folks. And they said that it was no crime. Because it falls under free speech law. That you can lie.
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam.
Now, I will be the one who will say, Reese, but you're contradicting yourself, Reese. Because you play an audio piece here on Reese on the radio all the time. You play a monologue by Chuck Schumer where he talks about free speech isn't free speech. There should be amendments on free speech.
The First Amendment is not absolute. No amendment is absolute. You can't scream fire falsely in a crowded theater. We have libel laws. We have anti-pornography laws. All of those are limits on the First Amendment. Well, what could be more important than the wellspring of our democracy and certain limits on First Amendments that, if left unfettered, destroy the equality in our democracy, of course would be allowed by the Constitution. And the new theorists on the Supreme Court who don't believe that, I'm not sure where their motivation comes from, but they're just so wrong. They're just so wrong.
Now, here's the argument. The argument is whether or not there should be limits on free speech. I don't agree. I don't agree.
Should there be limits on free speech?
No, there should on the First Amendment. Of course there should be no limits on it. I understand to say you can't scream fire in a building because, of course, it may do some sort of harm. And the Supreme Court, right. And the Supreme Court may make an argument saying, hey, theft of valor, really, how does that harm anyone? Well, I'll tell you how it harms someone. I'll tell you how it harms someone. Lies used to take something from you, to use something for profit. Lies used for profit is not free speech, folks. Lies used for profit is not free speech. A man running for office, sitting in office, or is doing the public works does not have the right to lie, especially about something like Vietnam or his service, therefore in Vietnam. Now, it sounds like I'm all over the place here. Trust me, I'm not. Trust me, I am not. This is the most bogus thing I've heard in my entire life. So what I'm trying to make a point here, and here's where it makes even scarier, is that Dick Blumenthal, at the time he made this speech, where he made these statements, he was the sitting attorney general in Connecticut. He was the top cop in Connecticut.
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam.
So here it is, he's lying. Now, it's obvious that liberals get rewarded no matter how poorly or how much they lie. Doesn't matter. They're rewarded. But now the fact that this man is going to be considered for the top AG job, the Attorney General of the United States. Forget about that piece of garbage we got there now, Eric Holder. But that, in essence, would go from bad to worse. Now, Dick Blumenthal is talking down this. Oh, no, I'm happy about the job that I have here. Nah, that's BS, my friend. You want to be a senator of a state? It's not like governor. Governor is the president of the state. You're a senator. You represent a district. Yeah, you represent the state. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. But now you get to be the top cop on a national level.
And what did he lie about?
He lied about his service in Vietnam.
Whoa. This dude said that he served in Vietnam and he didn't?
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam.
He didn't serve in Vietnam. He was in the military during the time of Vietnam, but he never went to Vietnam. And everyone knows it.
And dumbass Barack Obama wants to make him the attorney general.
He has been in consideration to be the attorney general of the United States.
Oh, America, we're going to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, you know
very
it
quickly.
You know it, goddamn it. You know it, goddamn it. That's exactly how horrible this is. Hold on, because White Mike is keeping in touch with me. Okay, no, that's not him. Anyway, I thought it was. But that's all I wanted to say about Dick Blumenthal. Now, there's a strong likelihood that Eric Holder's going to stay for one more year until the end of 2013. But if they make this guy, Dick Blumenthal, the next attorney general, that Vietnam thing, that's going to come up. They may make an argument that the Supreme Court said, oh, it's not a lie. You don't have to worry about it. That's something that it's okay to lie about. They may be fine with that. I don't know. We'll see. But, man, I'll tell you, if they think about it, a lot of people are going to be outraged. Veterans, for one, and definitely those who served in Vietnam. We'll take a break. Stick around. We'll be right back. It's Reese on the Radio.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Reese on the Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Wow, we're in stereo. So many people right now motivated to do bullshit for some bull-ass reasons. But we about to put it inside of a love perspective, like... Love,
we do it all for the love, y'all. Yeah, we do it all for the love, y'all. Whether white, black, Spanish, ain't a thug, y'all. We do it, we give it all for the love, y'all. We just giving it all for the love, y'all. We do it all for the love, y'all. We in the party, put your hands up, yeah, y'all. Yeah, we do it all for the love, y'all. We do it.
Love getting down and I love a cool weed. Love seeing checks from record companies. Love, love, and love, cause I love what I do. And we do a thing for the one I do. And the rest of the country, cause we're from there too. Making sure love is given when I get it from you. Everybody, we regulate the party. Come on, love it when I get a little rugged with it. Love, the circumstance to make my dough flow right. Love rocking mics, plus the ill style life. She does it real good, but love to make it more better. Got me kinda open in the DK sweater. Love when my people come home from jail, bitch. Really love women, and I really love. Love kids, love tight clubs where the music just bang. Can't fuck with gas women or a shorty got bang. Loving it,
yeah, yeah,
I'm loving it,
yeah.
Love a woman when she got a tight outfit.
Come on.
Outfit, mean her outlook and disposition. You love it when it does a love composition. She love peanut butter and jelly on wheat. Wildin' out, making hot shit to hot beats. From Ohio to McKinsey, from Phoenix to NC, from Cali to love it when the pressure falls right on me. Love it when God keeps on overlooking. Do a tight show so promoters keep booking.
We do it all for the love, y'all. Yeah, we do it all for the love, y'all. We get the paper, but it's still for the love, y'all. From the heart, inside of the heart, y'all. We do it all for the love, y'all. For real, for the love, y'all. All my people's in the ghetto for the love, y'all. All my people's all around for the love, y'all.
Where my crew's gone, where my people still at? If they call me and I don't call back, 4 weeks at a time, love is still intact. Let's be big about it and realize the fact.
What?
Love it when the underdog comes through. Get a rebel rider, overthrow these fools. Love it when I get spared another day. Used to drink day while my niggas wait gay. Love it when I gain control over this. Life is really bigger than the rollie on my wrist. Got a twist to the shit and the answers inside. Show as the world is born. In the Mississippi spot, had to rock a vest over untrue stress. Now I see people rocking theirs in chest.
Come on.
Love it when my loved one really hold me down.
Damn.
Brand new flight and I'm taking off.
We do it all for the love, y'all. Check it out, we do it all for the love, y'all. For the love, for the love, for the love, y'all. We get the paper, but it's still for the love, y'all. Y'all. We do it all for the love, y'all. For everybody, for the love, y'all. Whether white, black, Spanish, ain't a bug, y'all.
Bottom of the hour right here on Reese on the Radio on blogtalkradio.com, November the 28th, 2012. Okay, two great stories to talk about today. And I saved them for now because I had to do that whole thing about Dick Blumenthal because that was bothering the crap out of me. I want to thank JC for giving me that story today because I had no idea that he was ever in the running. So thanks, JC, for that. Okay, so we talked about this briefly at the opening of the show. So this woman is arrested for attacking her boyfriend. And she's a 24-year-old woman. She was arrested yesterday for attacking her boyfriend after he climaxed, and she did not, according to police reports. Her name is Raquel Gonzalez, and she's from Bradenton, Florida. Her boyfriend... Oh, is that what it is?
There's no N in front of the D.
Okay, Bradington. Oh, it's Bradington? Okay,
uh-huh.
So Bradington, Florida, with her boyfriend, Ursric Davis. And apparently the two were engaged in intercourse, according to the story. When he finished and she did not, Gonzalez allegedly started punching and scratching him in the nose, the face, and the eyes. Now, she's been arrested. And the details of that has been obtained by the Smoking Gun website. They say that shared a residence in a quiet Florida cul-de-sac. The violent post-coital attack allegedly occurred after Davis reached orgasm, but she didn't. Apparently outraged, she then began hitting and scratching Davis, causing scratches near his eyes and nose. She is arrested. She's been charged with felony domestic battery and remains at Manatee County Jail. And her bail has not been set.
Felony domestic
That's
battery?
That's what I said. Felony. I'm scared to hell of Florida when it comes to that getting into a fight thing. What is that? Oh, a desperate attempt to... Okay. He said apparently David had nicked her in a desperate... Oh, she has a scratch as well. But he's saying that he nicked her in an attempt to restrain her. She refused to say anything further after she was read her Miranda rights, and they're describing her as belligerent and uncooperative. The police report said that alcohol could have been a factor in the alleged attack. Now, again, I don't know whether or not Davis, Ursric Davis, who's pictured in every story I've seen, she's on the left, he's on the right. No one is saying that this picture is an old photo of him. No
well,
one's saying that this is a file photo.
Or her.
Well, I'm not going to suggest that it's difficult to see here, but I can say that that shadow looks like a scratch just as well as anything else. I mean, it's a horrible photo. But the bottom line is that what is his picture doing up there, and was he arrested? It sounds like he may have been arrested, like they were both arrested for this domestic act, and she's been charged with a felony attack. But if indeed he was the victim, like if they arrested you and I because, you know, you hit me because I didn't have an orgasm.
No, I hit you because you didn't have an orgasm?
I hit you because I didn't have an orgasm. All right? Let's say that. I hit you. Like that would ever be a possibility.
What, that you would hit me or that you wouldn't have an orgasm?
I'm going to go with both.
I would go with both as well.
But the bottom line is that if that were the case, would they be putting a picture of you up there? Of course not. You would be considered the victim of this crime. They wouldn't be putting pictures of you up there. And I'm still to this day
and
trying to...
And if they were, I sure shit wouldn't be in no county jail.
Yeah, exactly. And they put the picture of him up in county blues, of all things.
When I first looked at it, I was like, damn, was they wearing matching outfits? Oh, shit.
You got to stop with the cursing so much. I'm like, try to keep one curse an hour.
Oh,
I'm just saying. But the bottom line is, no one has been able to tell me why his photo's there and why his mugshot appears to be.
I think he has a previous criminal record, and the paper that did the story probably found his photo and went ahead and posted it.
But it gives the wrong impression. We don't need to see the victim's photo.
Are we talking about the media? Did you say wrong impression? Hello?
Yeah, I get that. I understand that, but this is a double standard.
What?
Why
Isn't
would they
it
do
all?
That?
Wasn't it a double standard when they got on and said that it was Mitt Romney's fault that this woman died of cancer?
No, that's not the media, though.
No, it is the media.
That was the super PAC.
Yeah, and then the media threw it all over everywhere.
I think
without
a lot of people.
No,
there's no truth to that. You can honestly say that the media, they kind of felt the same way. Even from CNN to MSNBC, everybody said that it was a little skeevy to actually do that ad. After somebody heard that they were going to air it and it never made media. But after they heard it, they all said it was kind of skeevy. That's why it never made
media. No, it did make media, didn't it?
No, it made the media. Somebody heard about it, Somebody got a hold of the video. It made the circulation before it was ever even put out. And because the Super PAC Priorities USA got so much heat behind it, they refused to then air it. They never paid for airtime.
Oh, okay.
It just got a lot of buzz without getting the airtime. And they were saying, we're not even certain we're going to run it. It was like, yeah, well, I'm sure you're thinking about it now. And they were planning to. They were whole hum ready to. But then even some of their political operatives started saying, yeah, this is looking bad on us. So that's why they didn't run it. But my point is I'm what I'm believing here is forget about what the media did. The only reason why you put his picture up there is if, in fact, he was arrested as well. But it's not indicated here.
Well,
now,
I'm going to go look him up and see if I can find any previous criminal history on him.
Probably not.
What's his name? Ursric?
Yeah, the Ursric.
My name, Ursric Davis. I'm from Bradenton, Florida.
But the bottom line I'm saying is I believe that he probably got arrested for not giving her the orgasm.
Well, this could be true, and you could be brought up on criminal charges for that.
Apparently, this is why I'm saying this, folks.
This is a segue into the next story.
Exactly. In Canton, Ohio, there's a man who has been arrested. His charges were misdemeanor, disorderly conduct, and aggravated menacing. Here's the story. He's a Northeast Ohio man, and he's accused of making fun of a 10-year-old girl who has cerebral palsy. And he has been sentenced 30 days in jail. The Canton Municipal Judge, John A. Paulos, ordered the maximum sentence for 43-year-old William Bailey. He pleaded no contest yesterday to reduce misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct and aggravated menacing. Which, in essence, folks, I don't care what anybody says, he was sentenced to 30 days for teasing someone. That's it. Now, the story breaks down as he's caught on camera, on cell phone camera, picking up his son from the local bus stop. He's filmed walking across the street, pretending to drag his leg, dragging his leg, and holding his hand up to his chest, pretending to have cerebral palsy. His son, 10 years old as well, began mocking or mimicking his dad, doing the same thing as they crossed the street walking to their SUV. The 10-year-old girl was crying.
The 10-year-old girl with cerebral palsy.
With cerebral palsy was crying. This made the media rounds. And because of public outrage, this man teasing a 10-year-old has gotten him 30 days, in jail. Folks, where are we coming to the point where somebody has to go to jail for teasing?
Nobody is saying we don't believe that the guy should have been teasing the kid. Of course. I mean, you know.
I don't give. I don't give a damn if the girl with cerebral palsy was teased. We know it's wrong. I don't have to tell anybody that it's wrong, but is it worth jail time?
Oh, hell no.
Well, that's my whole point. Okay, should you tease a girl with cerebral palsy? That's a moral issue, not a criminal one. It's a moral issue. The son of a bitch has no morals. He's a piece of garbage, bottom line. But does he deserve prison time? Okay, if that's the case, let's go back to that bus driver or the bus assistant who was teased by the fat little Puerto Rican kid on the bus who filmed a bunch of kids teasing that old lady. What did she get out of the deal? Were the kids arrested?
No.
The kids got death threats, but who was really going to kill? Okay, maybe there were some wackos out there. You have to be careful of that. But was anybody arrested? Oh, but guess what, folks? The police were called in that incident, weren't they?
Oh, yes, they were.
They were. We've turned into a society where teasing will get you a jail sentence. Cops were called, and the cops had to tell the American press, we're not going to press any criminal charges. We don't believe any crime was done here. But now that's changed, folks.
Of course.
A man teasing a 10-year-old cerebral palsy kid can now get 30 days. 30 days.
Well, the bottom line, he needed his ass whooped.
No, he didn't need his ass whipped. He needed public scorn. He needed to be have the scarlet letter.
Yeah, I agree. Hell, they did it to my mama. I told you I had a personal story that goes with this one. My mom, before she passed, she was a bus monitor. Uh-huh. And they usually put on the buses with the middle school and high schoolers. And my mom, I think I told this story before, our entire lives, my mother's favorite line is, "Stop acting retarded." Well, one day, they switched her bus. And they put her on a pickle bus with the tinted windows. And the kids were acting up. And in mom fashion, she turns around and says, "Hey, stop acting retarded." And she got suspended from work for a week.
Did she get any public scorn?
No public scorn. No. But
yeah, of course. No harm, no foul.
And the kids were retarded. But, you know, you don't do that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that. Exactly. Because of something that was a part of her lexicon. But the bottom line, folks, do you understand where it is that we are now? The society has changed, folks. That's why I believe when I said the earlier story about Ursric Davis, I believe he got arrested because he didn't satisfy his woman.
Maybe.
You know what that means, sweetheart?
Yeah.
I'm going to put my ass in cuffs. I'll admit.
No, I mean, come on.
No.
Had it been an adult that he was teasing with a cerebral palsy? I mean, I've got friends with cerebral palsy, and I got $20 on you to bust your ass.
JC, bottom line is, guess what? It doesn't matter if it's an adult or a 10-year-old, okay? It doesn't matter. I'm putting any amount of money on it. This is going to spread like wildfire. Mary told me today.
Yeah, this sets a precedent for, okay, somebody has a big nose and you make fun of them. Oh, you have a big crooked nose. Or you have a big butt and somebody makes fun of that. Or you're really, really skinny. Or you're
I'll
really,
tell you
really
what.
Fat.
Or, one more fat joke, and I'm suing your ass.
Hey, that's what I said.
Yeah, exactly. Now people are being protected protected from any sort of scorn, any sort of insult, to the point where you're going to start putting people in jail for it.
I wish
they're
going to
kill the dozens.
I went with a girlfriend of mine some years ago to have a sonogram done,
mm-hmm.
and she was a heavy girl. Well, the doctor or the sonogram, the tech told her, "Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to really see the baby that well because I can't really get through all this fat."
Wow. Talk about bedside manner.
I knew where she was going with it. I knew where she was going to go with
that. I could not believe it. I cried for her. I was like, oh, my God.
And was this like a skinny, pretty girl? Or was she?
No, just some average chick or whatever.
Was she black?
No, she wasn't. She was white.
No. Your friend or the nurse?
Both.
They were both white?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yes. It was just horrible.
White on white crime. That's rare.
Like that.
That's horrible. That is horrible.
That's rare. White on white crime. But listen, how do you think I feel when I have to go to the doctor and they have to draw blood? I had to call four or five different people, and they're punching on my damn arm like it's a punching bag.
JC, I know you're a big guy, but do they draw blood with a harpoon?
No. No. I think that they use a a blow dart in a vacuum.
A blow dart in a vacuum.
let's get the guys in here on this. We got Poverty Supreme. Edward is Connecticut.
Poverty.
Of course, hi,
Edward.
Our faithful contributors here on the show. Edward, we'll go with you first. Don't you think that this guy got arrested for not satisfying his woman?
Probably, and she sounded like a Latina, so, you know, I think that should be illegal. He's causing these people a lot of problems by not satisfying her.
Wow.
Wait. She beat somebody up for not satisfying her. She's obviously never been outside the house.
I mean, you know, if you're going to go out with a Latina, you got to take care of business, man. You can't be messing around.
they like it
early, too. In the morning, early in the afternoon, early in the evening.
Let's go to Poverty. Poverty Supreme, welcome. All the way from the UK.
Highly blessed, Boa.
Pretty good, man. What's going on with you?
This is all right, brother. You know, when you're talking about these cases, these are just ways of making man weaker and, you know, turning the country into a nanny state. I mean, your country was a place of freedom of speech, which I had a lot of respect for America for. You understand?
Well, apparently, you can lose your freedom for speaking your mind, even if you insult. I mean, the worst thing he did was make a 10-year-old girl cry.
He needs a vast one for that one, though.
He made a 10-year-old.
Yeah, he needs to ask with him about to be putting him in jail.
We know it's morally wrong, but you can't start bringing people up on charges, on criminal charges for stuff like that. I don't want my taxpayer money going to that. Now he's got to spend 30 days in jail. Who's paying for that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but on the same token, come on. I mean, I'm sure that some adult somewhere in your life has made you feel bad. Now, bad enough to go out to live with her affliction. Hold on, let me finish.
Dude,
she has to live with her affliction,
but
she's scared to get on a bus now.
Well, I mean, because she's got the cerebral palsy, you know.
So what? So what?
At the end of the day,
so what?
So what? I don't care if she has cerebral palsy, guys. No, hold on. Come on.
This isn't about that. This is about making fun of someone and teasing them and being brought up on charges. That's the sense that if you making fun of people and teasing them is against the law. No, it's immoral, but it's not against the law.
Exactly.
No,
Mike,
it's not against the law, but come
real
on.
Quick, I want to get White Mike in here because he has a great line. You know what I'm saying? He goes, what gives you the right not to be offended? That's not the way he puts it, but, you know, what gives you the right not to be offended? You don't have any, you know, you have no protections that keep you from being offended. Who gives a crap?
Let me hear what's behind that shit then. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they're just weakening man. And they're weakening our people.
But they're making it worse. They're making it worse than just weakening men. Mike,
yo,
jump in. Hold on, Poverty.
There's something missing.
Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, first of all, yeah, there's no reason that anybody should go to jail for insulting anybody. I don't care if you're making fun of a handicapped or you call somebody the N-word or you call somebody a faggot or a beaner or whatever.
Yeah.
Take your lump and the words of Reese, put an H on your chest and handle that.
That's right.
However, if I had seen that 43-year-old douchebag mocking that 10-year-old handicapped girl, I might have whipped his ass.
Exactly.
That's what you should have got.
That's what that guy needs. That guy needed to be checked and have his jaw broken.
He needed his chin checked. You're absolutely
right. Well, no,
right.
I'm not going to go with the jaw.
I don't think you should have went in jail for that.
Not a jaw broken, but you know what I would have done? You know what I think would have been what would have sufficed in a case like this? What you do in this case is a real healthy slap in the face like a bitch. And I'm not using that subversively against women, but you know what it is that I mean. You man to man.
Can't slap him like he ain't brought no money.
Right, check him.
Right. You chin check him with a nice little. You slap him like a bitch, and you say, "My
isn't
man."
Isn't that upwards from the left down?
Bitch, yeah, like Steven Seagal did in that horrible movie where he was in Alaska. Did you see that one, On Deadly Ground?
Say that again.
No.
Remember the Steven Seagal movie On Deadly Ground, where he was in Alaska? And he's in the bar, and the oil worker's making fun of the Native American guy and, like, slapping him in the face or something. So Seagal goes over and just, like, bitch slaps this guy five times and makes him cry.
Yes. That's
the
point.
What you do.
That's exactly what you do. You make him cry, and you dehumanize him by doing that. That's what he should have suffered. Now, when he gets in jail, he's going to probably be subjected to even worse than that. Because there's some guys in jail who want to take their grievances out on somebody like him.
Right.
You know,
he may suffer the worst degradation
jail.
Of all.
Right, some guy, exactly. Some of that guy's going to go in there, yo, my man, that could have been my daughter. Yeah, right, that could have been your daughter.
Yeah, no.
You
no.
Left her
and over, bitch. He's going to be watching some big black guy's sock.
Obama is
Say again, I'm sorry.
Dick, what's his name? Jamie.
Yeah.
What's his name? Dick what?
What, Blumenthal?
Who is this? Somebody's asking about Dick Blumenthal in the background with JC. But again, this to me, it baffles me that the fact that this guy took a deal, I would afford it to the max. He didn't. I have no idea why he didn't fight.
You know, the thing that's missing here is we don't know what we actually said to the girl, because there are some levels of insults that can reach threatening or menacing levels, which is illegal.
But wait a minute, hold on. Think about this, though, Edward. The video clearly shows him walking away from the bus stop. He's not walking towards her. He's not taunting her. I mean, they flag you in football if you taunt another player. You know, you get 15 yards if you openly flaunt, you know, you openly do something flagrant to a player, like you're scoring a touchdown, you know, or you throw the ball at him, you know, taunting, or you look at him and you say something suspect. He didn't do any of that. He walked like he had cerebral palsy away from the vehicle to his own, and that's aggravated?
Well, you know,
I don't know what the actual charges is. It could be, you know, what he actually said to the girl reached the level of menacing or threatening language. And also, I think he got charged with disorderly conduct as well, which, you know, cops can charge with disorderly conduct for sneezing in the wrong place.
What's all that in the background?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry, I'm on the train heading to work.
Oh, okay. But, you know, you can't even have kids teasing each other in school anymore because it's bullying. You know, you've got, I don't know, like chubby girls who kill themselves because other girls tease them for being fat. And, you know, when I was in school many, many years ago, yeah, the chubby girls got teased for being fat also. But they did what you're supposed to do when you get teased for being fat. You fix yourself, you stop being fat, and you get hot and rub it in the face of the bitches who tease you.
Yeah, bottom line.
You know, you don't just take it and feel sorry for yourself.
No.
You get better.
No, wait a minute. Now, I was a chunky monkey in school, and if you said something about me, about my weight, I wasn't losing weight and coming back and looking all pretty. I was
smashing your face. Yeah, but Mary, there's a difference, sweetheart. You have a taste for black dudes, and black dudes like chunky chicks.
No, that's not true, Mike. That
Charles,
is such
fuck
a false...
Mary, come on, babe. You can't tell me that brothers don't like a woman with a little cushion.
No, you know what? It's not true. It is not true. That is a false. That is a
false. That's totally true. That's totally true.
Even myself.
There, no. No.
That's really, come on, baby. Come on. It's okay.
It's not true. It is not.
It's true.
No.
I'm going to Walmart enough to know what's up.
Wait. Let me tell you, there's a lot of black men out there. Now, when I say there's a lot of black men out there that date really heavy set white women to use them, not because they love them. It is true. Fair or not fair.
Because they need a co-signer.
A broad stroking here. I think you're kind of going in that direction, that too. I mean, we can't speak to the hearts and minds of every guy who dates a big white girl. We can't speak to that. Have you seen
ask
many,
someone that girlfriend ain't around?
Have you seen many guys do that? Absolutely, but not.
There are some men out there that like that are chubby chasers or whatever you
yes,
want to call
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
That's
but for the most
guys.
Part, that's not true.
Bro, that's the fucking foolishness thing you just made. Me as a black
there's
girl,
there's a lot of guys out there that like a little more pork on their fork.
Yeah, but there's no fat ass, not no fat ass white woman. That's some bullshit. Maybe a fat, a big ass black woman. You know, you have to understand we like a big round ass. Big titty.
Yes, I
a big round ass.
That's the
big ass, a big titty. There ain't no fat belly woman with no bottom and no.
I think
breast.
That's where Mike is going. I think that's where Mike is going. Is like what Mike would deem as a bunch of cushion. He would deem as what Poverty Prince just said, a big round ass.
Yeah, because I'm a stereotypical white guy. The girl I took out this weekend was 4'11", weighed 85 pounds, and that's about perfect.
Perfect
for what? Hold it on your paper so they don't fly out the window and your passenger seat?
You're
that's a paperweight, dude.
Look, bro, a 4'11", 85-pound, 22-year-old stripper when you're 42 is some world record stuff.
That's borderline pedophilia, bro.
You should all give me some props and bow down to the master.
Yeah, exactly. You can spin her like a top.
Got that right.
Let's
no.
Go
no. 5'4".
All right.
5'4".
There's married people here. Let's not get out of hand.
Well, of course, I do. I do also date him 5'11", so I'm equal opportunity.
Sally D, what's up?
I'm just trying to, the mighty have fallen. You know, pre-election, we're talking about the issues of the world, the issues of the election, or into the big round off. Did it all go wrong, Reese? What happened?
Come on. You got to tell me
the
story.
We all gave up, Sal. We all gave up.
Exactly.
It's over.
You have to admit, Sal, that this story is all about the State of the Union. These small little tidbits of stories that are coming out of around the country, for some guy to get 30 days for something as stupid as this, just because they think that this is morally right. If we come to the point where we think it's morally right for a guy to spend 30 days because a 10-year-old girl cried?
Let me give you a story that happened right in front of me. And this is how a story. This is how this can play out. So this guy got some time in jail, right? I was on a golf course with some friends, and we're playing. I see this kid, and he's throwing rocks into this pond, and I couldn't quite see, but it looked like he was aiming at something. So the kid was about 18, 19 years old. He was as tall as I am. He was a 6-foot tall, big kid, but he was a young kid. And I see him throwing rocks, and I just couldn't resist to see what the heck he was throwing at. And I see him throwing these big ass rocks at this heron, okay, which is a bird, a blue heron, and it's a beautiful bird. And I don't like people that pick on animals.
Right.
I have no people for that matter. But I walked over to the kid, and I was gonna say something to him, but by the time I got to him, I was so pissed I just threw him in the water.
Oh.
I mean, as a grown man, I could have gotten arrested for doing that. So.
Right.
The problem is, and my wife has kind of calmed me down that way, I used to be one of these people, when I saw wrongdoing, I would get involved. And you get in yourself in these big-ass situations that you should just not get yourself involved, especially nowadays. So maybe people saw this and could have done something about it. But, you know, we're a society now that turns the other cheek. Unfortunately, we don't support each other in the streets.
Right.
And because of that, people are doing these things more frequently because they think they can do it, especially young teenagers. They get on a bus, they start talking smack, you know, whatever, acting disrespectful in front of people because they don't feel challenged. If an adult challenges them, gets up in their face at their level, the adult gets arrested.
You're absolutely right.
The story hit the web today that some guy shot some teenagers because he told them to turn their music down at the convenience store.
You know we have to talk about that. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about how the media is trying to spin it to make it look like Trayvon Martin Part 2. That's a great story. I'm glad you brought it up because we are going to
talk
about
that.
Let me get back from the top of the hour. We will be right back right here on Reconsider Radio.
Hello, America. I'm Chuck Woolery with today's Save Us Chuck Minute. My fellow Americans, there is no doubt that it's tragic when anyone takes the life of another without cause, but to blame assault weapons would be like blaming airplanes for the 9/11 attack. The problem lies with the perpetrator, not the gun. So why should we have assault weapons? Number one, the Constitution. It's still the law of the land, and the Second Amendment says I have the right to bear arms. Number two, it allows for people to protect themselves even from the government if necessary. Lessons learned from living under King George. Number three, the threat of armed citizens deters foreign invaders, like Japan in World War II, who feared we would have a rifle behind every blade of grass. Number four, all guns are dangerous in the wrong hands, so it makes no sense to selectively ban some. Number five, the gun industry employs about 184,000 people. Ban the guns, those people become unemployed. Or isn't unemployment a problem anymore? I'm Chuck Woolery. To talk to me directly, go to Twitter @ Chuck Woolery.
Warning, the sound you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
I love it. You're listening to Reese on the Radio right here on Blog Talk.
I see some black people looking at me, man. It ain't us, it's the media. It ain't us, it's the media. The media has distorted our image to make us look bad. Why must you come down on us like that, brother? It ain't us, it's the media. Please cut the fucking dish, okay? 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 When I go to the money machine tonight, all right? I ain't looking over my back for the media. I'm looking for niggas, ish. Ted Koppel ain't never took ish from me. Niggas have. So you think I got three guns in my house because the media outside? Oh, it's Mike Wallace. Run!
Reese on the Radio, and we're back, top of the hour, 2 minutes after the hour, right here on blogtalkradio.com in November the 28th, 2012. And, of course, our favorite day of the week, folks.
Come on.
That's right. It's hump day right here on Reese on the Radio. Mike mentioned something very, very odd. You know, first of all, let me be the last to say this because I was also the first to say this. The George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case is a very, very peculiar case. You know where I stand on it. Everybody knows where I stand on it. George Zimmerman was justified in shooting this Negro. Okay? Like it or not, I don't care if your feelings get hurt. If you're on top of me, you're bashing my head into the ground. I don't care whether or not you reach for my gun or not. If I've got a 9mm, I'm busting a cap in your ass. You may not think that I should be fearful of my life, but I believe that I'm fearful of my life. It's not your life, it's mine. And I'm going to protect myself at all costs. Now, I will never ever use the term that the young man deserved to die. I will never use that term. So I'll use a better one. He put himself in a position to. Now, JC will be the first one to tell you he doesn't agree with that. JC believes he was stalked. I disagree. Trayvon Martin called himself a no-limit nigga. Yes, he was probably perpetrating a fraud. Whew, that took you back, didn't it? He was probably perpetrating a fraud. He probably was no big thug. He was probably a real herb. Whoa, just took you back again. He probably had no real skills. He probably wasn't a tough guy. He was probably light in the ass. Probably. But in that instance, somebody bust a cap in his chest at close range. Witnesses saw him on top of George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman, not a tough guy. Had a gun on him. Fearful of his life. Now, this other story is patently different, folks. This story is patently different. Now, I know, because I've been there, I've played some very, very choice music in my life. I've played some, and I'm not the ghetto type. I am not the big, you know, ruffian type, ruffian style individual. You know, I don't pop a lot of junk. I'm not tough guy on the block. You know, if you mess with me, I may have to come up on you. That's if you get really, really rough. If you get out of hand, I won't flip on you if you get disrespectful. I'll just get disrespectful like anybody else. I'll probably say something so vicious that you want to kill me afterwards. But Have I ever been in a situation where I was acting ghetto? Hey, I was 20 and black. You couldn't get me at my real raw hip-hop stage. And you might catch me with a boombox blasting some tunes. You probably
one thing we do is stay in the studio, you know. The difference between me and you is when I do an album, it's coming out.
Ah, it's real, never change. If a lot of suckers be running the game, I'm rapping the bank. Hard, he's on a good beat now. Hit it, shoot down, hit it deep now. Stay real, never change. If a lot of suckers be running the game, I'm rapping the bank.
Now, truth be told, there are going to be some white folks out who hear that blasting, and they're going to be quite annoyed.
There's going to be some black folks out there that are going to hear that blasting, and they're going to be quite annoyed.
But that, for me, that's hardcore. That's Black Moon. Stay real, never change. There's a lot of suckers who run in this game by busting them things. God, peace, God, there's no peace now. Here to tear the streets down. Here to eat now. Now, me, I think that's music. There's some people out there that don't particularly like it. And they damn sure don't want to hear it blasted out of your car on a Sunday, early morning, maybe about 10, 11 o'clock. Now, I don't know the details of this, so JC will tell me the breakdown of when this happened. But some white man heard some 17-year-old boy with his friends blasting some god-awful hip-hop, and you know it was probably some Rick Ross or some Lil Wayne or Drizzy. Well, he got so annoyed. He was so angered by this, the white man. He was so upset. He was probably really, really in a bad mood that day. Maybe he was ticked off at the current gas prices. Maybe he was ticked off about losing a job. Or maybe he was just frustrated about the Obama reelection. But he heard that young black boy playing that loud-ass music and said he had enough. Can you cut off that music, please? He probably said something really, really polite after the fact. You know what I'm saying? He was like, hey, excuse me, young man, can you turn that music down? Ah, F you, old white man. What, you don't like Drizzy? You don't like Drizzy, yo? Is Drizzy a little way next to new? No, I'm afraid not, son. That's not the music I listen to. I'm more of a Frank Sinatra guy. Oh, you listen to that old son. Yo, F you, old man. Really, not a problem, son. How about that? This is the real violence that these rappers speak of. What's it feel like experiencing it?
What you know about that?
Yeah, what you know about that? Now, JC, I'm going to bring JC in on this.
You are one sick dude.
Tell the truth, dude. So what happened? Who is this kid? What happened? Was it what happened? What time of the day was it when the kid got shot and killed?
I'll that information out as yet. The kid's name is Jordan Russell Davis. He was 17. Him and several other teens were sitting in a sports utility vehicle in a parking lot when Dunn pulled up next to them in a car and asked them to turn down their music. Apparently, I believe this was in Jacksonville because this was a comment by Jacksonville Sheriff's Lieutenant Rob. Jordan and Dunn then exchanged words, and Dunn pulled out a gun and shot 8 or 9 times, striking Jordan twice,
That says Jordan was sitting in the back seat, but no one else was hurt.
So nobody else was hurt, just the kid in the back seat was shot.
Right.
So he just fired in there willy-nilly. So this white guy has
charged.
The aim of your average black gangbanger.
Well,
even
now that he's been
like
charged with it, because he did initially state that he saw them point a gun at him in a car.
He says that he saw them pointing a gun.
Right, which is why he pulled a gun and fired. But there was no gun found.
Ooh.
There was no gun found, and he's getting ready to invoke his stand your ground laws.
Yeah, I don't know. No, first of all, you can't be walking up to a bunch of kids with a gun and claim that it's stand your ground. So it's a done deal. You know, he's going up the river.
Well, you know what's ironic about this case so far? I mean, the kid was 17.
That's
but the only distributed picture, I found two pictures of this kid so far. One of them, ironically, the kid has on a fitted that says Obey. O-B-E-Y.
Uh-huh.
And the second picture of this kid, he's got a brown hoodie on.
Oh, of course. Of course there's a picture of him in a hoodie. Because I'm sure the press editor said, he's in a hoodie. Put that on the cover.
Yeah, and that one is actually the most distributed picture.
Of course.
But what's
he's
so
in a
funny,
hoodie.
Though?
He's black. He's 17. It's Trayvon Part 2.
Hey, Reese.
You know what the difference is here? Years ago, maybe Reese would be walking down the street playing DeBarge's We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off on his boombox. And I'd be on the other side of the street.
Was,
maybe I'd crank up my Metallica.
Wait a minute. Did Sal just quote that song?
Hold on. Sal said We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off, and that was by Jermaine Stewart, sir. Not
maybe that's the one I'm thinking. So I'm thinking maybe you don't want to have the boombox playing that tune. And, you know, maybe I crank up the Metallica, and then maybe you bust a move or something to show me up. But, you know, the guns were never fired because back 20 years ago, you had musical, like, you know, you had a musical differences, but it was always settled by, like, ragging on the music.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
There's no joke.
Today with these kind of crimes, I honestly believe it's a continuation of the way this country is separating. So now we've got an election that separated us like none other. It drew clear lines. Us and them, it's welfare versus people at work, it's this, it's that. And now people are friggin' angry.
Wait a minute.
I couldn't agree more.
So she says, so I just read the story, and the mother says, the mother, Mrs. McBath, or Ms. McBath, says that she does not, these are her words, in quote, we don't know where he was or what kind of dark place he was in at that moment, but something snapped in that man. Something snapped in him, so we are not looking at this as the We are not looking at this as a hate crime because that's not going to honor Jordan, McBath said.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, she's
okay.
Just a decent woman.
And he couldn't get out the back seat. He was in the back seat of the SUV. They were at a gas station. They had been out shopping on Black Friday. They were at a gas station gassing up and getting snacks after shopping. There was loud music going on. This moron, you know, is next to them at the gas station and says, like, turns music down or whatever. They get an argument. They say that he just reaches in the glove compartment, pulls out his weapon, and unloads. And the kid couldn't get out of the back seat because the child pooped locked.
Oh, wow.
He couldn't get
Damn.
Out.
Damn.
Wow. Ugh, that's ugly. Poverty, I know you want to rip on me for making fun of this, so go ahead. I'm waiting.
And these things ain't no joke, and the white way trying to put it together with some back-in-the-day treatment of the devil's treatment of us, you know, this ain't no fucking joke. But, you know, I'm not going to blame. I understand that they're trying to cause a race war, right? And I do understand. Do you guys understand mind control?
Sure, please explain to me the mind control thing.
I'm saying that is what's happening in your country. You lot are going through in a state of mind control testing that's going on your people. That's what's happening right now. I refuse to believe that white folk are that wicked. I mean, in this day and age, because you guys wouldn't have voted for Obama. You guys put the vote together to bring Obama in, right? And I believe that. I don't think that white folk are that bad, terrible. I mean, obviously, they're cold when it comes down to dealing with the slavery issue, and even apologizing to black folk for the wickedness that you guys done in the slave plantation and the wickedness you guys done 100 years ago. But I don't think you are going to go out and just kill niggas willy-nilly like how it's looking this year. You understand? So I just believe that this country, your country, is going through a bad state of mind control, which was made by the Russians 50 years ago. So there's no way, there's good reason to say, to think that they've got the technology of mind control is off the page right now. That guy was under mind control. Simple as
you
that.
Think, hold on. Let me make sure I get this right. You believe that this shooting had something to do with mind control?
And Zimmerman and all these mad crimes where you get guys, the Causeway, we call it, Cannibal, I think that was mind control. The black guy who ate the tramp's face, half of his face. All these crimes are down to mind control. Maybe it might take a word to spark them off. Or some sort of, you know, music, you know, like what happened there. The music started him up. You understand? Because I don't understand.
That the music started this. I believe that the music may have annoyed him to where he snapped. There's a strong possibility that may have been the motivation. Whatever he was listening to or whatever he may have heard coming out of that car may have been so vile to the point where it just drove him over the edge. It's never going to be justified, though. It's never going to be justified.
You know, and I know, that they put suggestions and persuasive programming and symbolism inside the music. When I was younger, I used to listen to a lot of Tupac. When I used to listen to the Tupac, it made me want to go out and beat the shit out of someone. Put me in a hyper mood. You understand? So I'm saying the music.
Hold on.
That's scary, poverty.
We're embarking
on
something crazy here, folks.
Look,
I want you to hear this. Hold on, poverty.
You have
a fighter's instinct. You're a boxer. So you get motivated when you hear certain music, right?
Angry music.
You listen to certain music to get you hyped up for a fight. It's what you do. It's sort of a natural instinct. So you listen to the music. You listen to Tupac. Tupac's talking about, you know, I'm trapped. Brenda's got a baby. I get around. Niggas can't hold me down. Whatever. Whatever he's rapping about. I don't know. Dear mama. Whatever. He's rapping about. But the point is that when you listen to that, you get a certain energy in you. Don't get me wrong. When I listen to certain music, I get a certain energy in me. I get a favorite song stuck in my head. It never, ever goes away. But I don't believe in this particular case that the music motivated this guy to kill in the way that you believe that it did.
Hold on.
So wait, can I tell you all a little bit more about the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
I read another article in the Orlando
Sentinel.
So apparently, his side son and his girlfriend were only in Jacksonville for his son's wedding. They were there for the son's wedding. I don't know whether they went to the wedding already and the wedding is over with at this point, or if they just never made it there because now he's in jail. But they were at the gas station. His girlfriend and the driver of the SUV that Davis was in were in the store making a purchase when the shooting took place. The girlfriend comes out of the store, gets in the car, they drive off. They take away. They flee. They get a tag number. They end up seeing themselves on the news that there was a murder, that someone died as a result of that shooting. And it says that they returned to Brevard because they lived in another county. They lived in Florida, but somewhere, you know, a little ways away.
And he turned himself in?
But he didn't turn himself in. When I read on, I was confused about that, but I read on as they actually arrested him on murder and attempted murder charges.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to get a
couple. And that is being held. I guess it's a gun collector.
Okay.
And this is not some, like, schmo Joe that, you know, works at a factory somewhere or whatever. Not you know what I mean. Anyway, he runs his own company, Dun and Dun, like, or something like that. He's a software person, so he's not his own business. I mean, this dude had to have just been.
Yeah, but... Okay, well, exactly. We don't know the details of this case as of yet.
His son was getting married to some broad like...
I got to just reiterate one point, and I think Reese and I are on this.
Yes, that. What's that?
Country is angry. People that are unstable already now have more reasons to take that stereotype that they develop in their mind that used to piss them off before, but now it pisses them off three times more. And they're so much more likely to do something stupid and lose their cool.
And more so.
Yeah.
And more so.
That man, they had businesses, right? He had no. If he was in his right mind, he wouldn't have done that shit.
Probably a little pissed off about that $250,000 more a year that he makes.
Exactly. He was making poverty to his business. Yeah.
Poverty, hold
and
on.
I was going to say, you know. This guy, you know, we forget sometimes there are people who just snap and are just crazy. You know, we've got people in this country now who are killing themselves just because Obama was elected. We're going to have people who are going to kill other people because of the same thing. I think this is, you know, just what's happening these days with people who are reaching the limit, the end of their rope.
Well, and Edward, with what you and Sal said, if you think about it, the guy was a gun collector.
Mm.
Okay.
Those numbers have gone
probably
up.
Probably a Republican.
He owns his own business.
He knows his shit is about to get taxed. He probably looked at that kid and just snapped from everything else. That's going on. Where's Barack Obama?
You know what probably really made him snap? When you asked him to turn down the volume, they probably turned it up louder.
You're probably right.
It's not like it's next to his house. You understand? And he had kids in his yard. He had no reason to do that, man.
It's a gas station, for Christ's sake. Really, to me, I mean... Somebody's outside, you're in a pub place, they're playing their music loud... Shit happens. This dude, there was some other reason why this dude just flipped his lid.
Absolutely.
I'm saying he's on the
right. I think what it was, he, first of all, he's at a wedding. There was a report the other day, I think it was just probably a week before Thanksgiving, that said that family gatherings this holiday season were going to be more contentious due to the election. If this guy was a gun collector and believed in the Second Amendment, saw a bunch of black kids blasting the most deplorable rap music in the world and had no respect for other people, if this guy had just gotten into an argument or some fight with somebody at the wedding who was a liberal, who probably believes in the redistribution of wealth and doesn't care that his business gets taxed, and then he sees these niggas acting all sorts and just said, I'm sick of this, and lost his mind after hearing, Drake Drizzy and Lil Wayne, he probably lost his ish. He looks the part. I'm sorry. He just looks the part.
You were going to a wedding. You're running your own business. You obviously, you know, have some money. He's so totally unshaven.
You know what you're missing?
What?
You know what everybody's missing?
What?
Everybody go check out the picture. What's his name? Michael Dunn?
Yeah.
Everybody go check out his picture, okay?
Go to usnews.nbc.
No, I want everyone to go check out his picture. And I want to tell you, I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to give you a hint on who this guy looks like. And trust me.
It doesn't look like somebody, but I don't know
who it is. I'm going to give you a hint on who it is. Give me 2 seconds. I promise you I'm going to tell you who it is. You're going to know exactly who it is after I play this. But I am certain that this is who he looks like. You're going to lose it after I show you. Come on, let me find this audio. Come on, man. Please, there it is. Here it is.
What's the name of the website this guy's posted on?
Look on YouTube, man.
No, he looks like to me.
Look at his face, folks, and tell me he doesn't look like this guy.
He's really got a reason to be pissed.
Now you must have looked at the picture.
You don't know who that's
the Jets guy.
That's Jets. Tell me that this guy does not look like Coach Rex Ryan.
He does.
Like who?
He looks like the coach of the New York Jets, Rex Ryan. He looks just like him.
Maybe a few pounds.
I thought he looked like a broke Lee Majors.
Yeah,
a drunken Lee Majors.
He does. This is the perfect song for this. We got to take a break. But yeah, somebody was definitely, I want to hear more about this story. We'll see whether or not the press picks it up.
You don't think it's scary?
What's that?
The kid Russell that died? He looked like an actor that could have played Trayvon in a movie.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I wonder if Barack will say he could be my son. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. It's Peace on the Radio.
Or date his daughter. He's only 17.
Thank you. Returns right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Caught us on. bone, it can't be fixed. Scars don't heal. None of these chicks out here are real. Some of these chicks got sex appeal, but their souls all come up empty. Put me in the mix, girl, what's the deal? All I'm trying to be is friendly. Try to get you on the phone, but your mother says you're gone. You ain't coming home, girl, I'm sleeping alone. Try to get you on the line, to beg you to be mine. But you're so hard to find, girl, I'm sleeping alone.
Reese on the radio, back at you, 9:37, or 37 minutes after the hour is your time, right here on blogtalkradio.com, November the 28th, 2012. I'm showing Mary Brian Maloney, who's on Hannity right now. Brian Maloney was a conservative up in Boston who hated me and wrote some of the most scathing crap about me on his website called Save WRKO. Hated my guts. A couple of months ago, I wrote to him saying, hey, buddy, how you doing? Because when I see him, I'm going to slap the crap out of him just to let him know. And I know he's listening. I actually know he listens to the show. I'm just going to let you know, Brian, I will be checking for you, homie B Money Slice Grip. And you will see me. I know you're on Hannity, and I know you're never coming to New York. But I know you're in Boston, and all my friends know you and know where you hang. You know, maybe we can have a beer. You know, but I'm out. You know. Free and clear, ready to come at you. So I'll be seeing you soon, just to let you know.
Bitch ass.
Bitch ass.
Save WRKO.
Yeah, Save WRKO. I heard they've since ended that. That RKO, you know, they're going through their own stuff. But he says, but now he's getting a lot of notoriety for his new thing. He's called the Radio Equalizer. Whatever. but pretty much what he does is just sit around and monitor radio. He monitors a lot of liberals and what they say, and then, you know, he puts their stuff on YouTube, and that's how, because he used to be on O'Reilly all the time, but O'Reilly's done with him, and now he's on Hannity, so he's managed to actually move his way from O'Reilly down to Hannity now, so whatever. Okay, I need to tell this story. Mary was checking out some of the details about the shooting. I can't even get into it until we get the details of this. But this story, this shocked me. And as a man, a story like this always shocks me. An elderly Belgian man has discovered that his 48-year-old wife is a surgically altered male. You can find this story on thedailycaller.com. After 19 years of marriage, I feel I've been assaulted, he told a Belgian newspaper. He says, I thought that she was an attractive woman, all woman, and even during sex, I've never noticed anything. The deception unraveled after the transsexual began frequenting nightclubs and getting emails from other men. He says, quote, I pushed her against the wall and I said, are you a man? Well, what the hell did the email say?
Oh, wait, what? I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'd like you to pay attention because I got to go backwards. It's a 68-year-old Belgian man who found out after 19 years of marriage that his wife is a man.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. So he says, I pushed her against the wall and said, are you a man? Then she announced that she was born a boy and that she had been operated on. She was now a woman. And so she did not need to tell me about her past as a man. He says, my world collapsed. That even came to blows and the police had to be called. He's now trying to annul the marriage to his 48-year-old male wife. But a local court has yet to decide the case. They're still living together.
Get the F out of here.
The pseudo-wife underwent a sex change before he entered Belgium illegally and worked as a nanny for the man that he married for his first wife. Immigration authorities initially refused to give him these documents. He said because they believed that the immigrant's documents were fake. The Belgian courts had serious doubts about the authenticity of her birth and her identity papers, but eventually they accepted it anyway. So, now he says he had sex with the Shim, the Herm, and he didn't notice anything. Yeah, if you, and by the way, folks, if you're just tuning in, Shim, she and him melded together. Herm, him and her melded together. Herm. So now he's upset. Okay, documents are a hot-button issue for transgender activists who represent men and women who want to live as the other sex. Okay, now they go into this whole legality thing about being the other sex. Now, first of all...
Now, did she have a sex change?
Had a sex change. He said he had sex with her. He never noticed a thing.
He didn't notice that she had an Adam's apple?
Apparently they had that removed.
No, you can't.
You can't have the Adam's apple removed? Actually,
I don't know.
No, you die.
No, bull crap. You can have that thing shaved down like a file.
You can't.
Yes, you can. Somebody get one of them.
Maybe you can add skin to the neck to not allow you to show.
It can be as
bulgy or something. I don't know.
The hell does she wear a scarf to bed?
She probably wore a turtleneck all the time.
Maybe she had a pocket pussy and that's what he
was. Oh, stop it! Sweetheart, I love you. I'm married to you, for crying out loud. But you talk like a sailor.
I'm sorry, that's what it's called, okay? A pocket vagina.
Thank you. Much better. Okay. Now,
I
want to
see a picture of this of this man.
Poverty Supreme, how far are you away from Belgium? Is Poverty not there?
Well, he's there.
He's on another call. But, dude, how do you go 19 years? Now, see, again, he said he found out from reading emails from other men. Now, my assumption would be the emails were probably like, hey, baby, you're so hot. We're going to get together. He's saying that he read a couple of emails, and he grabbed him by the throat and said, are you a man? What did the email say?
What? Did it
doesn't
say what they said?
No. See, I read a couple of emails, and the first thing you say to her when she walks into the house is, are you a man? I want to know if the email's read. Like, and again, this is another thing that I always talk about shoddy journalism. It's like, the first thing you asked is, I got the emails. If his next line is, when she came home, I grabbed her and said, are you a man? My next question is, what did those emails read? I mean, just be somewhat inquisitive for crying out loud.
Wait a minute, hold on. Do you see the look on his face?
I love the look on his face.
As though he just found out.
You know what he looks like to me? He looks like Omar Sharif from Dr. Zhivago.
He kind of looks like that dog that I posted recently.
No, he looks like, they're telling you, he looks like ragged old Omar Sharif.
Who does?
The man who found out that his wife was a...
What is the wife?
A man. They don't show... That's another thing they didn't do.
No. That...
No,
the dog that I posted that said, what is that smell?
What's that?
The dog that I posted, what is that smell?
Oh, yeah.
That's the look he's got on his face.
I definitely have to see the woman. There's no pictures of her. I haven't seen any, but I guess I could look it up and find it because I'm going to post it on Facebook the minute that I find out. You know what this story
reminds me of? If she looked like Obama's white exes, he should have known.
But see, hold on. Now, did you guys hear this story about the guy who sued his wife, okay, because they had an ugly baby?
We talked about it. Remember?
I heard about that.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly. Okay, yeah. Okay, this reminds me of that case. He had plastic surgery. He found out what she originally looked like. He sued her and won. I love that story.
Now this guy can...
Absolutely. I mean, it's theft of something.
Manhood.
Well, I wouldn't say theft of manhood.
Well, I would.
It was definitely deception.
You find out for 19 years you've been boinking another man?
I'm homosexual. And I did not know.
And he probably boinked her in her butt.
Oh, yuck. Thank you.
Hello.
Yuck.
Now you're really, you know, you think you're boinking a chicken's butt. And you're
all of his life, he's probably
saying, you're boinking a boy
in
the butt.
All of his life, he's probably been saying, oh, I'm not like the rest of you. I've never had a gay experience.
Not so fast.
And you know she went downtown.
No.
To the little building on the left.
Did he ever go downtown? I mean, did he ever look at it? Did it look like that she had
That's
surgery?
Interesting.
You know, like, were they prude? They didn't, like, you know, they had sex in the dark.
Well,
all
he's
the
an
time.
Older man.
He
probably
never touched it but for 19
Well, the subway probably had an out of order sign on it. I don't know.
How did she explain never getting her period?
At 48.
Because she's old like he is. He's probably like.
48 years old. She's still
getting 48. 19 years ago, she would have definitely been getting her period.
And see, I'll tell you like this. I know what his first wife is saying.
And never getting pregnant.
Well, no, that's
not. Well, but maybe he wanted to have.
He was, what, 19, what, 3 years ago? He would have been 48 as well, right? He would have been 48, right? 20 years ago, she would have been 28. Right?
So he was 48.
Like yeah, and he married. Now, here's the interesting thing.
For her. What?
She was the nanny.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you know what the wife is saying. Exactly.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a damn a minute. My nanny used to watch my kids. I ended up dating after the wife.
Uh-huh.
And she can't have kids.
Oh, no, JC.
It's a man.
I had some phone calls to make after the show.
It's a man, baby. That's just horrible.
You know what's showing her off the white mic, too?
It's a man, baby.
Because he's hot. I mean, she's hot.
Well, you know what? That means nothing.
You better hope she ain't listening.
Hey, did you see that transgender pageant that they had? Or what about that woman who wanted to join Miss Universe? She was a man.
Yeah.
The gender pageant that they had, remember they were kicking each other off the stage?
Yeah, that's right. They were fighting each other. They were throwing both.
That the one blonde did a roundhouse. I remember that one.
It's a man, baby. It's a man, baby.
I mean, you have to really, really, really be careful now. I mean, seriously, because the first time I ever saw RuPaul, I was like, damn, she's tall and gorgeous. And that was before. I mean, this was like back in maybe in the early 90s. She was hosting MTV, one of the MTV Summer Beach House events. I was like, damn, she's tall and gorgeous.
Hey, Edward, have you found any pictures on this broad?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you...
I'm going to check them out tonight, though. I'm going to try to find her on the internet.
I want to know how well he was doing. You know what I mean? Because there are some guys, how good was this? You know, this is Belgium. European surgeons are known to do a pretty good job. They're not, you know. They don't do a lot of hack jobs like some of them do here in the United States.
Actually, in Europe, medical
procedures
and stuff are a lot better than here.
Yeah, so I mean, I want to know if he was like, I mean, was he so duped that we look at this 48-year-old woman and go, dang!
Remember that?
Well, no. I'll tell you what. I got another personal story to go with this one. When I was about 10, 12 years old.
Who went to go get there?
Remember that? Who is she? She was dying of cancer. Right. She did a whole special. She was going back and forth. Her and her husband had a son that was, like, mixed up in a lot of you know, with the police and drugs and all this other stuff. Oh, my God, who was Farrah Fawcett? Is that who was it?
Well, Farrah Fawcett had, well, you're talking about she had colon surgery? You're talking about her and Ryan O'Neal?
Yeah. She went to Europe for, she had colon surgery.
She had colon cancer, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And she would go to Europe for procedures. For medical procedures.
I didn't know that. What was your personal story with this? And please, don't freak me out, JC.
No. It's not that bad. I had to be about 10, 12 years old. And me and my godbrothers were over at my godmother's house, and we were playing the Atari, the one with the old wood pan one.
Yeah.
The Atari 2600. And my godmother, one of her best friends, was this drag queen. Well, I wasn't a drag queen. She was a gay guy who was having, in the middle of surgery.
Uh-huh.
And I remember we were 12 years old, and we were in the room, and we're hopping around on the bed, wrestling and playing a video game. And the guy comes into the room.
Call those trans.
The tranny had, well, whoever, had came into the room to get something, a coat out of my godmother's closet. And he had on, like, a onesie, but had jeans on under.
Okay.
It was just like, well, a onesie top. And I remember, and we used to tell him, like, you know, those aren't real. You know what I mean? Cause he had huge breasts.
Right.
And we used to tease him, those aren't real. And he got tired of us teasing him, and he turns around and flops them out.
Oh, no. When you were 12?
Mind you, yes, and our mouths dropped, and our eyes popped out of our head. And it's like the first breast I've ever seen outside of my mammy's was from this tranny.
Baby.
Oh, man, jeez.
Your first boob experience
your
was
first,
with a
my
man,
first boob experience
baby.
Was what? Yes. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Those
and
were not
like
boobs.
Diana
those
Ross.
Were boobs.
Yes. So wait a minute. So in essence, when you were 12 years old, you didn't officially see breasts.
No. I didn't know. No.
You were duped.
Oh, I was duped. You're right. I never thought of it that way.
Oh, that's.
But
just...
I mean, they were there, and they were bouncy and normal, and full, and we were like, "Oh, that's toilet tissue. That's a sock. Stop lying. Stop. You need to come on, just act like a guy again. You know, just talking trash to him, teasing him, and he flopped them out, and they bounced and. Our eyes popped out of our heads and our mouth dropped open.
Did you get turned on, JJ?
No, don't ask him that. I knew you'd ask.
No, we're like 10, 12 years old. We were just amazed.
Did you get a Woody?
I mean, did you see like the little girls in the neighborhood? And you see the little fat 12-year-old girl breasts? But I mean, and they're not full and voluptuous like this was, but this was something out. This was something.
You called them full and voluptuous. Did you get a
they
Woody?
They were. You jerk. They
got
were.
Woody. Jason got a
no,
Woody.
We didn't. But that was our first experience. We talk about it to this day.
Poor JC.
You know, I want to see your picture of the guy.
No, no, don't do that. Are you nuts?
No, send it. I want
to
see it.
Send it to Mary. I don't want to see it.
Oh, I don't want to see it. All right, Edward's back on. Let's put Edward in.
All right, we'll put Edward back in. Jesus.
Edward,
you know,
I know you
Ed,
got
whoa,
one of those
wait,
stories.
Edward.
Yeah.
Jason, hold on. Edward, did you hear that? Did you hear JC's experience with the boobs?
Yeah, most of it. I'm wondering, JC.
Okay,
can
do you think he got a Woody?
I don't even want to think about that. Mary, you just put a terrible image in my head. But, JC, I want to know, you know, do you think you could track this tranny down and sue her the way these guys are suing Tickle Me Elmo?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now's the time to be litigious. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Lost it out of the woodwork. This is the best. You know, when I even see these...
sorry. They're circus freaks to me. I'm sorry, folks. I know I'm going to be pissing off a lot of people here, but they are circus freaks. I would feed these kids with a slingshot.
You are so stupid. You are fucking cruel. You are cruel.
There's no way I would get near these people.
You are cruel,
everything.
But funny as hell.
Oh, that all of them, the hermaphrodites, the transgender, the pre-ops, the post-ops, I'm not with you having a weave with a full beard. I'm not with it. Talking about getting a manicure. I'm not with it. I just can't. It hurts my head to think about it. And some,
yeah, but that was my personal experience. But between 10 and 12. Atari's with the wood panel.
Do you understand how that could have screwed you up for the rest of your life, JC? Do you
understand?
Why
I'm single today.
There should be no statute of limitations on that kind of damage. That's just awful.
Edward, do you agree with Reese? Do you think that they're circus freaks? You should feed them with a slingshot.
Well, I wouldn't feed them at all.
Damn.
Exactly. You know what you should say the next time you see him, JC? That since now you know better?
Yeah. We're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe. You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe? You've been hanging out with this dude too long.
He wants you to fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
Oh, wait,
he probably don't have a tailpipe no more.
Oh, that's just awful. Yes, he does. He has a tailpipe.
I mean, a banana. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
didn't you say he was, like, pre-op at that point or something or whatever, and then, you know, they were getting operations, so they probably don't have a banana anymore.
is he full-op yet, JC?
Oh, yeah. He's old now.
I wonder... Looks like, can you?
Yeah, you gotta send
it
to Mary.
Do you have a before and after? Cause I want to see it, JC.
Before? It may take me a day or two to get a before, but I do. Not a before of him, but an earlier back at that time. Yeah, I can find out.
And then now?
Yeah, I have a current one.
Oh,
that's perfect. Send me the one from back in the day and a current. I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I gotta see it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am married to a freak.
You're married to a freak. I'm not a freak. You know what?
You want to see this picture.
You're married to a freak. Most men would have seen
it. Oh, yeah. Most would. But not for what you want. This is our show for tonight, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm like,
let me say goodnight to everybody. For Edward in Connecticut, Sally Dean, White Mike, Poverty Supreme, JC the producer, Mary, why you bugging? I'm Reese on the radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll see you again.
Happy Hunger Day.
And red is the color of the blood that's killing, and hella amount is the totals of the killing now. I'm telling you that the sky is falling, but all you worrying about is sky falling. You're falling way out of control, and you ain't doing nothing but losing your soul. And this ain't nothing but the E&D. Follow me into the sun and let the storm breathe. The E&D, the E&D, the E&D, the E&D, the E&D, the E&D, the E&D. Now this ain't nothing but the E&D. Follow me into the sun and let the storm breathe.